Libya is suddenly back in the headlines. Libya's government, such as it is asking for international help after several oil tankers caught fire in those battles over control of the airport in Tripoli. The fighting continues there and across the country in the east in Benghazi, where more than 30 people died in clashes between the rival militias who've been battling for control since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was brought down in 2011. The fighting is so bad that the U.S. evacuated its embassy in Tripoli over the weekend. Here's Secretary of State John Kerry.
We call on all Libyans to engage in the political process and to come together in order to avoid the violence. So many people died and gave so much effort to the birth of the new Libya.
The BBC's Rana Jawad joins us from Tripoli. And Rana, to the tanker fires there, how can anyone fight them while fighting between the militias continues around them?
There are firefighters on the scene. They've been there overnight, operating under very difficult circumstances. We understand that at some stage they did withdraw, but then they came back again when things got quiet again. They just play it by ear, essentially. There are also engineers who usually stay on that site, safety technicians as well. It just goes with the territory. They don't leave despite all the fighting, and we suppose they've been bunkered down for like at least 2 weeks now and just come out when the fighting dies down a bit. I know a colleague of mine from the French news agency AFP a photographer tried to get near there, and he couldn't earlier, and he just managed to get to about 500 or 400 meters away from it, and a Grad rocket fell about 70 to 100 meters away from him, and they had to pull back again. So it's that kind of reckless and sporadic firing of heavy armaments in that area that is very dangerous for not just the firefighters obviously trying to put out this flame, but also for a lot of residents who may feel trapped now.
Well, Rana, remind us, who are the players here in Tripoli, the capital, and in Benghazi? Of course, we know where the revolution that toppled Gaddafi started, and also where the U.S. consulate was attacked, 4 people, including Ambassador Stevens, killed. So who is the government? Who's running the country? And who are the different segments that are fighting?
Well, the government exists mostly on paper. It has been that way for over 2 years. A lot of observers will point out that what we're seeing in the west of Libya, and, you know, there are two different contexts here when you look at the west and the east, but what we're seeing in Tripoli in the past 2 weeks is really a manifestation of what has happened over the last 2 years. The divisive politics that's been at play, the rise in political Islam, politicians constantly bickering and also using and bankrolling different militias.
Well, but this isn't sectarian fighting. What is it? Is it just power plays?
In Tripoli, it very much is. I mean, the thing is, you know, the two militias that are currently fighting each other are two of the biggest in the Western region. And one of them is bankrolled or is on official payroll, is under the Ministry of Defense. But they don't necessarily give them orders all the time. That militia doesn't take orders from the Ministry of Defense all the time. They still answer to their commander, and the militia that attacked, their rivals 2 weeks ago and continued to fight them are a coalition of different forces that are on official payroll as well by the outgoing parliament. They're the ones who formed them, and a lot of them are made up of senior Islamists within the ranks of that militia, joined by other militias or battalions from different cities that have formed an alliance of convenience, if you will, so that they can either take over the airport, which is seen as a significant cash cow for any group, but also, again, this being a reflection of the divisive politics over the last 2 years, it's also about power and the different political groups that are also somehow responsible for the scenario that is unfolding in Tripoli today, which many are describing as a fight for the soul of the country. In the East, it's a different context slightly in that it's more ideologically driven. We've seen the rise of some really powerful hardline Islamist groups like Ansar al-Sharia, who have been blamed for the attack against the U.S. consulate that killed four diplomatic staff, including the U.S. Ambassador then Chris Stevens in 2012, and others like them as well. They are purely ideologically driven. They don't recognize the state, and they've said as much, and they want to implement Sharia law. That's not the kind of rhetoric that we have heard here in the western part of Libya. And in the east, these militants have been fighting with a coalition of forces led by a former Raug general who's brought some parts of the army under his wing and other militia groups to try and dislodge them from the city.
Well, Rana Jawad, we know you haven't slept at all, so we want to let you go. But what's the sense of what happens now? What's at stake? Is the sense that this is just the continuing shakeout from, you know, the deposing of Gaddafi, or is there something more serious that might happen?
It really is difficult to say. If I've learned, or if anyone really has learned anything about being based in Libya, is never try to predict anything here. This is such an unpredictable place when it comes to looking ahead. Everything is ad hoc. Everything changes every 5 minutes. People are worried. This could be a game changer for many different significant players on the scene and behind the scenes as well. The thing is, when you look at the weapons that is spread across the country evenly so, it's very difficult for any group to rule the other. And in some ways, some see it as a blessing and a curse, that kind of spread of weapons around. Because as long as there is that kind of balance of power, the most these militia fights will achieve is a trail of destruction. None of them can really outgun the other when we look at the big militias that exist in Libya. But we'll have to wait and see.
The BBC's Rana Jawad in Tripoli. Rana, thank you.
Thank you.